Here with head coach Norm Riker of the women's soccer team, taking a look ahead at the 2009 fall campaign for his women. And first of all, coach, we appreciate you taking some time with us this afternoon. 11-4-5 last year. Look briefly back at last campaign, and I guess you graduate an All-American in Suzanne Medwood, but have a number of key returners for this year's squad. Expectations high again after three consecutive conference tournament championships.
First, Ben, thanks for having me. Always a pleasure. Yes, as always with our program, expectations are very high. But at the same time, I think we're grounded and we have some goals we need to achieve, and we have a work rate we need to establish with our program. And I know that all the players here are looking forward to our season ahead.
Talking about the returners, you have a couple of seniors in the attacking half of the field, Rachel Waddell as well as Emily Murray. It's part of a five-senior contingent that you have returning. Murray was your second leading scorer last year. Expectations that she'll produce for you guys again up front?
Well, first, just to talk about the whole senior class. Great class. They know about is winning and going to the national tournament. And they bring that leadership and that poise and that confidence into this season with them. All five will factor into what we do. But to speak about Emily Murray, just a great forward for us, has a nose for the goal. She sells out. She's great in the air. And she just always finds a way to get the ball in the back of the net. And it's why she's got the goal she does. But we expect, a similar play out of her. But a great leader up there for the forwards.
And she's joined by Captain Rachel Riddell. Talk about the leadership qualities that Rachel possesses, as well as what you expect from her out on the field.
Well, Rach is a great leader, knows the game. She's kind of a coach on the field for us. Just basically everyone knows it's kind of, when Rachel speaks, you're listening. And she kind of, is our field general. I'm going to move her back into the midfield just a little bit further, have her sit in the anchor spot where she can kind of distribute the ball and be a little bit more active on both sides of it. But again, a great playmaker for us and a great leader.
Losing a player like Suzanne Medwood to graduation, well, you really can't say you can completely replace her, at least with one player alone. Who do you expect to step up, at least, or how do you expect, I guess, would be the better question, to make up for her loss and find new players to fill in that spot in the midfield?
How do you replace Suzanne Medwood? Well, what I did is I hired her as my assistant coach. So that's one way to keep her around. And she's doing a great job. And her role going from player to coach has been seamless. And I think she's really helped the returning players with getting to understand that midfield role and also help the players fill the gap that she leaves. And that gap's going to be filled by committee. We've got some very, very talented, very athletic players and also nifty players who can all play in there. And we will run that midfield a little bit by committee. And there's several players who will step up and fill those shoes and fill that role. As a team, we're very deep. We're very confident. And we know that the style will change slightly, but the system's intact and the players are there to make the plays.
Your defense is anchored by a couple of very strong juniors. Maggie Amarello, who was a first-team all-conference performer last year, as well as Kelly Foley, leaves a couple of spots open. First of all, talk about the returners and maybe a couple of players who you expect to fill in the other two spots in the back line.
Great players in Kelly and also Maggie. Maggie is just, I don't know if there's a better player that in the air in Division III. The woman is phenomenal. She wins everything. She's an absolute force and just kind of anchors our center backs. And Kelly Foley is a great leader, picked as a captain as a junior and a great outside back, 1v1 defender. We're going to fill that with one of our returning players, Erin McLeish, who'll be a junior. She'll be stepping in the center back role. We also have a couple of freshmen, one of them being Lauren McMahon. We have two Lauren McMahons. One is a sophomore, one's a junior, but I'm sorry, one's a freshman. The freshman, Lauren McMahon, will play in the back for us, as well as Kelly Brothers. There's also Christy Burkett. Sarah Braden is a senior, and several other players that can play back there. So we have some depth there as well.
The question mark entering the season is after the graduation of Jordan Bamberger last year, after an all-conference performance for her. You've got big shoes to fill again, and it was likely going to fall on the shoulders of an underclassman. And is that going to be the case heading into the 2009 season?
It is. We have recruited a couple goalies for the class. We had Jill Underwood returning. All three goalies are working very hard and are doing very, very well. Jill is a great leader, and she really works her butt off when it comes to just getting a work rate and a tempo. But right now it looks like possibly one of the freshmen might get some time there, and we'll have to see how that plays out. But we have a young core of goalkeepers, but they're willing to learn, they're working hard, and I feel very confident about that position.
Heading back to the top half of the field, you've got a number of sophomores. Taylor Goss, of course, was one of your key sophomores last year. But towards the end of the season, it seemed like more and more sophomores, well, rising sophomores, I guess I should say, were seeing plenty of playing time out on the field. Is that a trend that we're going to see continue? And what did you like about the players in that second half of the season?
Well, why that continued is, one, they figured out the college game. They came in as freshmen and got their minutes, and as those minutes, they kept learning from them and you know, got better and better and better. You know, Goss is, you know, when you watch her play, you know, you see how hard she works and you see what she does on a ball. She's a great player for us and just leaves it on the field every time she plays, and a very good forward for us. So she's going to get her minutes, but through the last year's campaign and going into this season, you know, Megan Utter is a very, very talented technical player. Cheryl Chambers is just works and works and works and runs and runs and never gives up on a ball. Whenever Cheryl's on the field, you know the ball's staying in bounds. You know she's going to keep it alive somehow, some way. And that, when you have players that come in that are younger and work that way and are able to change games with either a touch of the ball or work rate, it's contagious. And many other players in the forward line, you know, are able to feed off of that. And, you know, again, we have a lot of depth up top as well. And I see that it is going to be some younger players in there. But again, we have some returners, as in Emily Murray, Kelly Clark, Sarah Perosi, Kaylin Roble, who all give us great minutes.
You've got a group of young women right now that know nothing different than winning a conference tournament championship. They've won it their previous 3 years, and of course all the underclassmen have seen winning seasons as well. Talk a little bit about that in terms of goal setting to begin the season, in terms of expectations, because these players have been to the tournament 3 consecutive years, referring to the NCAA tournament. One would imagine that the demands are not only to get there, but to really make some noise in there as well.
Absolutely, and the word for this year is go forth. We need to move forward. You know, we can't rest on our laurels. We can't rest on the championships that we won in the past. But with that said, that experience and that composure and that success breeds success. Our seniors are great leaders. They know what it takes. Our juniors, again, are in a leadership position and have been in big games and know what that takes. And I think it's our experience from last year that helped us win our third, and we're building, you know, to move forward to win our fourth. And but we understand that it's not going to happen easily. We know how hard we have to work. We know there's no easy game on our schedule, and we know how brutal our conference can be. So we're looking forward to literally really taking it day by day. You have to take it one step at a time, and we're in a position to do that. And that's how we've kind of taken our approach to this season, is one day at a time. But, you know, the focus is day in and day out, but the concentration is on going forth and winning our fourth championship.
Talking with head coach Norm Riker of the women's soccer team, coming off a season which the Tigers went 11-4-5, 5-2-1 in the North Coast Athletic Conference. They've been picked second in the North Coast Athletic Conference preseason poll. And, Coach, you alluded to the schedule. It kicks off on September 1st when you travel down to Cincinnati, take on Mount St. Joseph. Talk a little bit about the non-conference, because there are it's chock full of regional powers, and one weekend that really jumps out to me, September 11th, September 12th, you guys traveled to take on Center and DePaul in one weekend, and really there are no off days in that regional schedule.
Ben, there aren't. You know, we start with Mount St. Joe, national tournament team last year out of the Heartland. We play them year in and year out, and it's always been, you know, a one-goal game or 0-0 ties in last year, very competitive. And then we go on the road out to DePaul to play Center, another national tournament team. And DePaul, who's always been, a regional power, you know, year in and year out. We feel with the conference that we're in the North Coast, you know, we have to prepare ourselves with our non-conference schedule. If we don't, you know, there's no way we can compete for a championship. And I think it's our non-conference schedule that gets us ready for our conference, and it helps us win those tough games. By the time conference comes, we're battle-hardened. We're ready to go. We know what it takes. And I think it gives us an edge as we approach that non-conference – I'm sorry, that conference season. And for 3 years in a row now, I think I look at our September and our non-conference schedule and look at that and say it's ready to us to help us win a championship.
This is a team that kicks off their conference schedule against Ohio Wesleyan, a team you lost to last year in a very close match. Talk about the North Coast Athletic Conference as a whole. You've got teams that really on any given day can jump up and get you. And, of course, there's never a time that the North Coast Athletic Conference isn't represented by at least one, if not two, maybe even three teams in the top 25 poll. It's going to be no different again this year with Denison, Ohio Wesleyan, and of course, you guys up there at the top half of the conference.
You're right, Ben, and thank you for bringing up that awful memory. But no, it's a very good point to bring up. Ohio Wesleyan, a great team. Obviously, in my first coaching year here, they won their second national championship. They're always in the hunt. Our conference, top to bottom, is I think ranked second in all the conferences in the country. For the strongest conference, and there is no easy opponent. And, you know, just every game's a battle. Every game you just can change on a dime. You know, I look at last year's Worcester game. We went down 1-0, came back, went up 2-1. They tied it up and should have went up 3-2. Somehow the ball didn't go in the net. We turned around and scored and won 3-2. You know, and that was coming off the Ohio Wesleyan loss. That could have been our season, but we survived it and we moved forward. You are allowed one mistake in conference play. And other than that, if you make two, your season might be over. And we all know that going in, it's that hard, that brutal. But also, it's why you play the games. It's what we look forward to. You know, I've always said to our colleagues in the conference, our playoff starts October 1st because our conference is that tough. And but we also know if we win our conference, like we've done in the last few years, a deep run in the national tournament is very likely and very possible. And we proved that, you know, in 2007. You can get very far because your conference gets us ready to do that.
This is your eighth year, Coach, in terms of leading this program. Talk a little bit about the differences between your first year here, your second year here, and here entering your eighth year. You've obviously built a tremendous tradition here. And I guess, where's this program now compared to where it was when you began this whole process?
Well, first, thank you for that recognition. I appreciate that, but it certainly wasn't done alone. A few things. One, you know, without Meredith Belzer, without Emily Hiskar, without Jamie McIntyre, without Jerry Wessner, without some of these women that put the time in early on to say, Coach, you know, we're going to work hard. We're going to turn this program around. It wouldn't have happened. I say in my letter to our recruits, three things needed to happen: consistency in the leadership, a blueprint for how we do things, and then when you start to get those things in here, then it's surrounding yourself with great people. I have been very fortunate to surround myself with great people from day one, and all that has done is just led to more and more great people coming. You know, and that is just brought in the players like Megan O'Rourke, Amanda Farrell, Lisa and Lindsay Rush. I could go on and on just in that class. But then you come into the next class and it's Suzanne Medwood. And then you bring in a Rachel Ordell, a Kelly Clark, you know, Emily Murray. And I can go on to my seniors. And then you get a Maggie Amarello and a Kelly Foley. And now in our freshman year, as I look at this, you know, a Lauren McMahon, a Kelly Brothers, a Melissa Gartner. You know, you can't get these players if you don't build a program. And now these players are coming. They're choosing Division One, or choosing against Division One. They're choosing against Division Two. They're turning down scholarships to come to play at Wittenberg, to get an education, to be part of something special, and to be part of a community here that supports what they're doing in all aspects of their lives. And we're lucky and fortunate to see it take place in a soccer field, but it happens all across the board here at Wittenberg. But that's the difference, is we've built a great program, and now the caliber of player is higher and higher each year, and we see that in this freshman class.
Talking about people who help construct this program. It was before your time when Sarah Newland came through this university, but back in 1995, Player of the Year in all of Division III. Talk a little bit about what it means to you as a coach, to you as a member of the Wittenberg women's soccer community, to see one of your own get inducted into the Wittenberg Hall of Honor.
It's a great honor, a great privilege. I know Sarah. Sarah has been very supportive as an alumni. When Megan O'Rourke, who graduated in 2008, All-American goalie as well, broke Sarah's shutout record. Sarah was the first Megan. That was the first email Megan received, was from Sarah congratulating her. We got a call in our office congratulating us on that when we made the national tournament for the first time ever. It's Sarah Newland, you know, sending the email to the team. So she supports us. She comes to alumni events. She's here at homecoming. And I think for me, when I looked at Sarah's career, you know, that was a goal of mine, is to bring the program back to prominence that she had, that her hard work had brought. You know, she showed us a light to say, hey, we can be successful here at Wittenberg. This is a program that can go and have a national player of the year, that can be one of the better programs in Division III. And when I took it over, it had fallen on some hard times. And I think one of my goals was to say, you know, we got to do the work that Sarah has done. We got to pay that back. And I think that Sarah now is also seeing that and is very supportive of what we're doing. So, again, I think it's very fitting. I think Sarah is very satisfied and happy to see the success we've had recently. And I'm very satisfied and privileged and honored to know that Sarah is our first women's soccer player ever to be inducted into the Wittenberg Hall of Fame. It's a great honor, a great privilege, and we're looking forward to that weekend.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck when you kick things off here in just about a week, and hopefully we'll be talking to you mid-season with some good news.
Thank you, Ben.
That is Head Coach Norm Riker of the women's soccer team here on the Tiger Sports Network.